Is that you?
Of course it's me.
Man, subhanAllah, it looks... Assalamu alaikum. Last week we had iftar with the Uyghur community. This week we have an iftar with the Indian community. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit the notification bell. Farah, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, Steve. How
good to have you.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Talk to us. You got the Indian cuisine today?
We do. We've got all sorts of Indian food here. It's heavily dominated by North Indian cuisine, which is a special type of cuisine, but there's a great variety here still.
Nice. Okay. Yes. What are we starting with? What is there like an entree we need to start with?
Look, there's... So over there, we've got a thing called Pani Puri, which is...
This one here?
Yes, that over there. So that's a bit of street food, right? So the sort of food you'd have stalls, you know, as you're going through the marketplace... very quick, fast, but very, very good.
MashaAllah. Okay, how do we eat it? With the fork or just with our fingers?
We eat it like this. You grab it and you just pop it into your mouth all at once.
Okay, bismillah. I can taste the yogurt in there. There's yogurt and there's a bit of mint, I think. Very nice, MashaAllah. And there's chickpeas in there, yeah?
Yeah, great. Let's have a go at some of those breads.
Yeah.
So there's a couple of different types there. Some which you would use... to actually have some of these dishes with. So, you know, a bit of curry with bread, but some of them are actually meant to be eaten on their own. So I think this one is what we call, keema paratha, which is basically minced bread, right?
What's it called?
Minced bread. Keema.
Keema.
Paratha.
Paratha. We're having keema paratha.
Keema paratha, that's it.
I'll say what? Bismillah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So this it's got like a bit of filling. It's got a bit of filling.
Oh, okay, yeah. So this is not a naan bread, is it?
No, that's not naan. In fact, it's a bit like manoush.
There's mince meat. I can taste mince meat in there. Right. Like, we got something that's called lahm bajin. Very, very similar to this.
Similar equivalent, yeah. That's right. So I think this one here is, grab it. So this is aloo paratha, which is potato bread. So there's potato filling inside.
Oh, right? Nice.
So
okay.
So you want to try a bit of that.
Do you want to have some?
Why not? Just a little bit.
So it's got. So this has got the potato in there.
Potato in there, that's right.
Oh, yeah, I can taste it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So another breakfast type dish in the morning with your tea or whatever.
So you mentioned North India.
Yeah. North, yeah.
And so there's different cuisines in North and South?
Yeah, definitely. Oh, huge. It's like a different countries. Yeah.
SubhanAllah, what? Yeah, the spice change and the whole food changes?
Well, let's put it this way. You've got to know a bit of history to appreciate Indian cuisine, right? So North India, which is heavily populated by Muslims, was historically where the power of the Muslims was, right? So you talk about the Mughal Empire, the Mughal Sultanate, which ruled... India for, 300-400 years, that's where the Muslims ruled from. And so a lot of this cuisine is coming from that tradition.
But is it influenced by like a Middle Eastern sort
of... No, so this is where it gets interesting. So it's influenced by the people who were the origins of the Mughals, which is the Central Asian Muslims. So the Mughal Empire was founded by Babur,
I didn't know that.
So he came from Central Asia, so Uzbekistan essentially. Modern day. So Uzbekistan, Afghanistan, that area, a lot of their culinary traditions came into Northern India as a result. And they've been passed down over the last 600-700 years through the Mughal tradition and now the Northern Indian tradition.
Okay.
So why don't we attack a little bit of...
Let's go for the butter chicken.
All right, let's go for the butter chicken.
It's traditional butter chicken. This is North...
This is North, but let me tell you something. Right? Yep. Butter chicken, there is actually no butter chicken in our traditional dish as such. This is a very...
Westernized.
It's a very westernized dish. Right?
I get it.
So this is like if someone invented a burger and said this is like, because it's got a little bit of spices, it's an Indian dish. That's the equivalent. So there is no traditional butter chicken as such. It's like come together with different things over time because Western people really like this sort of stuff.
You go into India and ask for a butter chicken? Is this in some places.
Some places they'll look at you like, what are you talking about?
What's butter chicken? Yeah, that's yours, my brother.
Thank you.
Bismillah. Let's do this. I can't wait to dig in because I'm really hungry. This is iftar, remember? So, bismillah.
Bismillah.
Oh, yeah. No. That's nice.
It is.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Good invention.
Very nice. Now I know why it's liked and adopted here in the West as well. Okay, so that was the butter chicken. Now we're going to move over to the...
Let's go
korma?
This is lamb madras. Right?
Lamb madrasa.
Lamb madras. So madras is the historical name given by the British to an Indian town, which now is known as Chennai. Right, so it's in the south of India. I don't actually think it's a South Indian dish as such, but it's just got that name.
Very rich, hey? Chilly too.
Yeah, that's right. So a lot of spice in that one.
Oh, MashaAllah, do you want to try some?
Yeah, maybe just a little bit. I'm not huge on the spice, I must say, but...
You need it. Oh.
Yeah. Ooh,
yeah, very chilly, mashallah. Well,
that's going to hurt a second time, Steve.
No, but nice.
Yeah, it's good. Everything's
very nice,
good.
Mashallah.
Yeah, so.
This needs water. It's chilly.
So this is Ghot Karai.
Ghot Karai.
Ghot Karai, not bad. Not
nice.
Bad. Good. I like pronunciation. You're catching up.
It's the tongue.
It is, it is. You don't have a stiff upper lip.
Yeah, that's good. Very similar to this?
Yeah, not dissimilar.
But not as chilly?
No, not as chilly.
Mm-hmm. What's this one there?
This is the beef vindaloo. Vindaloo. So it's pronounced vindaloo in the West, but that's not the right pronunciation.
Can I just stop here for a sec?
Yeah.
Man, I'm looking at you for the last couple of minutes. I know you from somewhere. Are you that Nasheed artist? What are you laughing?
Yeah, I released my first Nasheed last week, actually.
Did you really?
Yeah, it went viral on the internet.
If you don't know what we're talking about, watch this. Is that you?
Of course it's me.
Man, subhanAllah, it looks... No, that can't be you. Is that you, really?
No, it's not.
SubhanAllah, looks exactly like you. Okay, you know what? We're going to stop eating with the spoons. Yep. I think let's go back to the traditional...
Good, beautiful. Love it, Steve.
The way we eat it, okay?
It.
So I'm going to move these spoons out of the way.
Yep, good.
So I'm going to go for the naan bread. I'm going to split it in half.
Mm-hmm.
That's for you.
I did have some, but that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, cool.
Let's go for this.
All right, let's try a bit of that.
All right. Beef vindaloo.
Mm.
No, that's nice.
Good.
I can have this. This is like a butter chicken.
Yeah. Bit spicier than a butter chicken, but not bad. Yeah.
No, very nice, mashallah.
Yep.
So what would you get? What would you order if you get to a restaurant?
So I'm a chicken guy, right, to be honest. So out of the sort of the meat and chicken dichotomy, I'm the chicken guy, and that's what we haven't hit up yet. So that's what we're looking at right now.
Let's do that.
I mean, we had the butter chicken, but there's still the chicken tandoori to come.
Tandoori.
Big ticket item, yeah.
Hands as well?
You can. So this one you actually probably can. You can grab with the hands. You can go sort of Lebo style on it.
Lebo style.
So this one you can attack.
Very moist. Look at that.
Yeah. Very well done. So it'll be very tender. And again, you can have this with bread. Yeah, you can have it on its own. You can have it with rice as well.
Oh, wow. Nice. Very nice.
And that's, it's part of the Mughal sort of culture. You know, has a strong history in that sort of imperial court of the sultans and stuff like that.
Yeah. MashaAllah.
So you're eating the food of kings, basically.
Oh, really?
Yeah, big time.
Where's my king hat? We need to stop, man. I can't get over that.
Couldn't handle the heat, Steve.
So we had chicken, we had the bread, and still there.
Yeah. So what I suggest is we grab a bit of this lassi, right? Which is a yogurt-based drink, and it'll help soothe some of that heat because, you know, you couldn't handle it.
Is this cold?
It's cold, that's right. It's cold and it's very nice. So this is mango lassi.
Is this going to get
like
rid
a
of
smoothie.
The... Is it?
Yeah, it's nice.
Bismillah.
Cold, thick, beautiful.
Oh, nice. That's smoothie, definitely. Now we're going for the rice.
Now the rice. So let me grab this one. So this is biryani, which everyone loves. It is one of the most popular dishes. And you can have that with the bread. No. Definitely not.
Oh,
so
bread.
If you did that, someone would smack you. Why not?
No, very nice, mashallah. Yeah, nice. Oh, we got a special arrival.
Oh, beautiful.
Thank you. Wow.
Just in time. So I was wondering where this was. Now, this is one of the most famous sweet dishes there is, right? So this is called the jalebi.
Jalebi.
Jalebi. So have a crack at that.
Oh, wow.
That's very popular. So it's very popular at iftar time and for breakfast. It's a huge breakfast. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, very sweet. But that's like if you're having your brownie for breakfast or something.
How beautiful was this for us? Jazakumullahu khairan. This was absolutely beautiful. I learned a lot about you.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously your country as well. Thank you very much.
No worries. Thank you.
Let's go a bit more personal. Let's talk about the Muslim condition in India.
Yeah.
What's happening over there? Tell us.
Yeah, look, so, I mean, you know, where do you start? But, you know, Muslims of India are huge in number. There's 200 million plus of us, right? Which puts into perspective how large we are in number. But we are very disempowered. And we are going through some very tough times, to be honest with you. There's a government there in India at the moment that has scapegoated Muslims and made us the, you know, root of all evil almost over the, you know, over a period of 20, 30 years. This is sort of a phenomenon that hasn't happened overnight. This party that is in power at the moment is very nationalist, very, likes to stoke sectarian divisions. And what that's led to is things like riots, killings of Muslims, lynchings, literally Muslims being, you know, hung on trees and the stuff that you hear about, you know, from almost another century. But that's what's happening in India at the moment. And a lot of the things that are near and dear to our deen are held as being, you know, very, very problematic in modern day India. And that, that means that Muslims have it extremely tough at the moment.
What about the Kashmir?
Absolutely. So the Kashmir issue is a little bit separate to that, but it's connected. It's all connected in some way. Kashmir is an issue that's been, you know, raging for 70, 80 years since the creation of both India and Pakistan, and how the British sort of, you know, split us literally using a bordered line. That's not an issue that's going to be resolved anytime soon, but it's one where a lot of Muslims have suffered that have lived in that part of the world for, you know, for those decades. Yeah.
Faraz, is there a message you want to send out to the Muslims today?
Yeah, look, I mean, you know, the situation of Muslims in India is tough, and I think it's a great time to be able to send a message to our brothers and sisters in India and that part of the world generally, that, you know, us Muslims living in other parts of the world, in the West, us here in Australia, on the show, we haven't forgotten about your struggles. You are very, very much in our thoughts, in our prayers this Ramadan. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make your situation easy, to make situation of Muslims easy all over the world, and to free us from the biting oppression that we see in many parts of the world, including in India. I think it's the month of dua, and we ask Allah to, you know, lift the burdens that Muslims face all over the world in this month.
If you really enjoyed this video, please support us by clicking on the links below. Give us a small contribution, we'll go a long way, inshallah. Visit our website, www.onepathnetwork.com. Jazakallahu khairan.